Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another in the series Read the Word, as we are reading through the majestic Word of God in 2022. You know, God always has a plan ever since the beginning. And of course, his plan was not what we have. His plan was that we would be born. We were created for his pleasure. So he would have a family. And so this isn't his plan, but his plan has always included you and I knowing him. And that's why we read the Bible. The book of Timothy says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, that can rightly understand, divide, use the word of truth. And that's what we're teaching you every day, how to use your faith and the word of God like a wrench and make it work and produce for you. Well, we're into Proverbs again. Let's begin with our opening prayer tonight. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and I will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 25. The wisdom of God about fools and sluggards and busybodies. Here we go. 25 chapter 1 or verse 1. These also are the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of the kings to search out a matter. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from silver, and it will go to the silversmith for jewelry. Take away the wicked before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. And a king's throne should always be established in righteousness, even a governmental leader of our day. Do not exalt yourself in the presence of a king, and do not stand in the place of the great. For it is better that he say to you, come up here, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. Do not go hastily to court, for what will you do in the end, when your neighbor has put you to shame? Debate your case with your neighbor. Do not disclose the secret to another, lest he who hears it expose your shame and your reputation be ruined. Solomon said, your reputation can be ruined. Verse 11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise rebuker to an obedient ear. That's quite a statement. Like the cold of snow in time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. Whoever falsely boasts of giving is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearance, a ruler is persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone by just speaking. Have you found honey? Eat only as much as you need, lest you be filled with it and vomit. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint, like one who takes away a garment in cold weather, and like vinegar on soda is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. And yet Proverbs also says, laughter does good like a medicine. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, and a backbiting tongue, an angry countenance. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. As cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring and a polluted well. It is not good to eat too much honey. So to seek one's own glory is not glory. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Chapter 26. Fools, sluggards, and busybodies. As snow in summer and rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse causeless will not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the fool's back. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. You can look at that and say, well, now, wait a minute. Which way are you supposed to go? Both ways. Be led by wisdom in every area where you are. And answer the right fool. Yeah. Don't answer the wrong one. 6. He who sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks violence. Like the legs of the lame that hang limp is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like one who binds a stone in a sling is he who gives honor to a fool. Wow. Like a thorn that goes into the hand of a drunkard is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. The great God who formed everything gives the fool his hire and the transgressor his wages. As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Do you see a wise man? A man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. And how many men and women have you met that the only wise person they know is themselves? The lazy man says there's a lion in the road. Fierce lion is in the street. As a door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed. The lazy man buries his hand in the bowl to bring it back to his mouth. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like he who takes a mad dog by the ears. Which ear are you going to let go of first if he's mad? Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. Where there is no wood, fuel, the fire goes out. And where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. Powerful word. As charcoal is to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. Fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. He who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. While he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. That's for he who hates. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the whole assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it himself, and he who rolls a stone will have it rolled back on him. A lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Wow. I don't even know how. Well, here we go. Circle the wagons. Let's look at two of them. Circle the wagons. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of a king is to search out the matter. And you and I are made kings and priests unto our God. And Jesus said, to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And it's all in our hands to search it out. Once God brings you to a ministry where the word of God is the number one force, get everything you can get. Build every doctrine you can build. Who knows? Everybody knows how their own mind works. And that's how we build our doctrines. I encourage you again today. My other verse was this. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings and silvers. Beautiful. You and I, every single day, so far this year, I forget, we're on day what, 162 or something? Day 168. 168 days in a row, We've been here seeking God's wisdom, his help, his knowledge, his understanding. And he rewards those who diligently seek him. If you want to do a good study sometime, open up your app and search the word rewards in the Bible. I've preached a couple messages on it this year because that's our theme of the year. 2022, I am rewarding you. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according to his works. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom will produce wealth. Wisdom will produce finances. Wisdom will produce healing, strength. Wisdom will produce for you everything you need in your life. But you got to open that book. And you got to read and reread that word enough times that it actually becomes a revelation down in here. And I got lots of good confessions I'll be glad to share with you. Or you can make your own and share it with me in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. We do this every time we come here because we never know who might be somewhere around the world. That this is your opportunity to meet Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, I want to be that person to make sure you're right with God and you're reconciled to the relationship with your Father. It's such a beautiful relationship. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to God's holy word, John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me, I will not perish. Do this. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And I receive you into my life. Just do it. Just receive him. All of your love, your mercy, your grace, and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I may live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. You're probably like me. I still, when I pray that, I experience God filling me. And I pray this and lead people in this prayer every day almost. What you're experiencing is God Almighty filling your being. You said all of his love, mercy, grace, and righteousness, all of that just filled you. Now that God has put all that in there, and you said fill me, so that's what he did. It moved all the rest of it out. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:17 says you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Because God knows how you came to him. You can't serve him that way. You got to serve him from righteousness points of view. So he's going to fill you with righteousness. And now you can use Jesus' righteousness. And it's perfect. It comes as a free gift. You don't deserve any of it. None of us do. But you just received it. And Jesus came to live within you. From this day forward, what's your assignment? To walk with God every day. Every day. Walk with God. And easiest way to remember, just wake up in the morning, look up at the ceiling, and you wake up and say, Father, help me walk with you every day. And you know what? He will. Because he lives in here. He's not a God out there in the sky somewhere trying to come down on your head. He lives in here. And he's leading you from the inside up. It's pretty cool. It's pretty a cool, amazing deal when you really think about it here. Because he said, I'll be to you a God, and you shall be to me a people. And then he said, I'll be your father, and you'll be my sons and daughters. Welcome to the family of God. I'm glad you're here. My email address and website's right there in the notes. Make sure you click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you know every time we come. There's a link in there that shows you all about that's the full link that is all of the Read the Words together, all the way from Genesis to where we are today. I encourage you, if you got a friend, or brother, sister, somebody that's out on the road driving truck, send this to them. You know, anybody in the military, send this to them, because this is the way. Military people don't get to go to church a lot. This is a way for them to be connected to the Word and to a man of God, even if they can't get inside the building. This is a wonderful way to do it. Well, come and join us on our Facebook page, Samuel J. Cottle Community of Faith. YouTube page is just my name, Samuel J. Cottle. Blog Talk Radio, just search up Samuel J. Cottle and Read the Word, RTW. And you'll be able to be a part of what we're doing. In any way we can be a blessing and help you. If you send me an email, I'll send you all kinds of videos to help you grow in God. Because that's your next important step, is to find out what's just happened in your life. And I'll be glad to be a blessing to you. You'll be able to come back and find some timestamps here in the YouTube video. I put them in almost every night. Depends on what happens when I turn this off. But almost every night the timestamps are there. And if you find one that doesn't have timestamps, you can put them in. I'd be glad to have you do that. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.